Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. Of course, the First Pitch Podcast is on Pitcher List. Let's dive into some baseball today. You know, biggest thing on my mind right now, might as well talk about it. The Yankees bats? What? I guess you can change bat layout now. I hadn't thought that was a thing that we would encounter, but here we are. It looks like they're putting more wood around the label area, or they're changing the bat depending on where players tend to make more contact. It was talked about on their broadcast today. And as I understand it, the idea was you noticed that Anthony Volpe's hitting a lot on the label, so they are putting more mass, I guess, in the label. I'm not going to pretend to be the smartest scientific person in the world, but the Yankees bats are somehow bigger now in the barrel, which is supposed to help them. It must have. They hit 9 home runs as a group today, which is a new single game record for them as a franchise. Aaron Judge had 3 of them. I mentioned Volpe. Volpe had one of them as well. And this was off of Nestor Cortez, old friend of theirs. Cortez went 2 innings, 8 earned runs, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts, but 9 home runs with these new randomly thicker bats. I'm very interested to see what happens down the line, if anything. I mean, obviously it has to be legal. The league has to know about it at this point. They're not hiding it. Hard to do that. So interesting to see what happens there. Interesting to see if other teams catch on, but they hit some bombs today. 9 of them to be exact. Jose Ramirez with the Guardians slid head first, awkwardly attempting to steal second base. He is day-to-day with a wrist sprain, is what they're calling it. So more information will be known tomorrow. That's kind of where the Guardians were at with the whole situation. At least that's what Stephen Vogt said. If he is going to miss time, it was Gabriel Arias who filled in today at third base. They could also have Daniel Schneeman. And if it turns out to be a longer stint on the IL, Juan Brito might be able to make his MLB debut. They may call him up from AAA. It was, kind of thought he had a chance out of spring training, but that did not work out. I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, Max Scherzer was set to make his season debut, and he had his thumb thing that was worried about. Well, he wound up going only a few innings today, left after 45 pitches, but not because of his thumb. It was a lat strain. So Max Scherzer, again, we'll see what happens there. They have a luxury of the way their schedule is set up, as I understand it. They won't have to make the Blue Jays, meaning they won't have to make a decision on it until April 8th. So we probably won't hear any news about it. Gives him some time to recover. They'll get to see how bad the lat strain is, but they may not need to bring up another starter until then. Speaking of injuries that were discussed a little bit yesterday, Josh Lowe hitting the 10-day IL with a grade 2 oblique strain. Now, the 10-day IL might be a little misleading. I think grade 2 is the worst one, and he could wind up missing a couple months in total. So you're looking at Johnny DeLuca, you're looking at Cameron Misner, and you know what? Maybe even at some point, Chandler Simpson, the speed demon, contact demon. Does he have any power? I don't know. He's not, I mean, he's posting higher exit velocities. He also hits the ball on the ground a lot, which works when you have 80 grade speed like that. So maybe we see Chandler Simpson if this turns out to be a longer absence. Gerard Encarnacion, we know he's been out. He officially had surgery on his hand. He's going to miss 8 weeks. That is some other news. And coming back from injury, though, Gunnar Henderson and Spencer Strider both had rehab appearances today. Gunnar Henderson went 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. He did make 2 errors in the field, or at least was charged with 2 errors in the field. Spencer Strider struck out 6 over 3 innings in his rehab appearance. Both of them high-end players, players that we are waiting to come back. Strider's stuff looked really good. He wasn't all the way back with his velocity, but, you know, such is life when you're on rehab stints and making your way back. Minor trade today. The Orioles got Cody Poteet from the Cubs. If you recognize the name Cody Poteet, it's because he was the player that the Cubs got back in the Cody Bellinger salary dump, and they DFA'd him and now sent him to the Orioles for cash. So I guess they got cash for Cody Bellinger, which is just, I'm sure, exactly what you want. The Red Sox, they are in extension talks with Christian Campbell. He played left field for him today, hit his first home run today. He's off to a pretty good start, hitting 500 over the early parts of the season. Obviously, you know, small samples are small samples, but he's off to a great start. They're apparently starting to talk extension with him. So they clearly believe in Campbell, and why not? He's shown them every reason to. And speaking of the Red Sox, last bit of news here that I want to share. Rafael Devers, man, I think, if I'm not mistaken, just set a new record for the amount of strikeouts to start a season. He is 0 for 12 with 10 strikeouts in the early going this year, which obviously long season, 12 at-bats is 12 at-bats, but not the best start, especially since he's not in the field anymore. He is the designated hitter. He is supposed to be hitting. He is designated to hit, and so far, not going great for him being out of the field. Speaking of hitters, let's talk a couple more. Kyle Tucker, 3 for 4 with a double and a home run today. That was a good performance. Matt Shaw also contributed a home run in that win, the first of his career. Adolis Garcia, 3 for 3 with a double and a home run. He crushed that home run. Oh my gosh. He yanked that to the pole side and hit it to the moon. But a good start for him. I think that's two doubles for him in the early part of the year. Dane Myers, a former unheralded Tigers prospect who's now starting in the Marlins lineup, went 3 for 6 today with a pair of doubles. So very interesting. That brought his average up to 400. So we'll see what happens. But regular playing time, I mean, he was always a pretty good hitter. It just was never a guy who got a lot of attention in the prospect circles. Otto Lopez also having a really good start to the year for the Marlins. He went 3 for 5 today with a stolen base, 3 singles. So again, Otto Lopez, Dane Myers, maybe a couple guys to watch, see if they can, I don't know, get hot. They have to be available in most leagues. Jordan Westberg with 2 home runs today. Love to see it. Tommy Edman already has 3 home runs on the year. He hit another one today. Not a dude known for his power, but he's got a trio of them already. I can't imagine that pace keeps up, or maybe the Dodgers just unlocked power with him that we didn't know was there. Who knows? But really a power surge to start the year. One more hitter to talk about. Dylan Cruz, one of the top prospects in baseball. Very exciting player. 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts today. That brings him to 0 for 8 with 5 strikeouts on the year. So he struck out 5 times today. That's his entirety on the year, early season. But not an ideal start for him, as he was hoping to come out and, you know, be the top prospect guy, the guy that can come out and contribute to your lineup. Still a ton of potential and still a ton of baseball talent there. He started slow before. This isn't anything crazy. Obviously, you believe in the talent, believe he'll bounce back, and I'm sure the Nationals do too. But just a rough day, 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts, not what you want to see. Some pitching performances that stand out today. Spencer Schwellenbach went 6 shutout innings, struck out 4, gave up only a hit. So pretty dominant there again, man. I am so excited about him. I was trying to get him anywhere I could. Spencer Arrighetti also went 6 innings, giving up 1 hit. He did give up 1 earned run, pair of walks, and 5 strikeouts. Gavin Williams, I pulled him out yesterday because I'm excited to see where he goes. I think there was some steps forward. Some health really was the main thing. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, only 2 strikeouts. So he performed well, but if you're going to have him as a, you know, fantasy pitcher, you're going to want more strikeouts than that. Like, I don't know, maybe what Lizardo did with the Phillies. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 11 strikeouts. That'll do. Love to see that from him. Colorado. Anthony Senzatella, I talked about him a little bit because of his spring training performance. He was really good in spring training. He technically continued that on. I mean, he threw 4.1 shutout innings today, did not strike out a single batter, 2 walks, 9 hits. So I guess he's just scattering 9 hits and 2 walks over less than 5 innings and not giving up any runs, which is, it just seems impressive in some ways, in other ways, very much not impressive. But Anthony Senzatella starting his season off with 4.1 shutout innings. Joe Ryan, 5 innings, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts. And I think the big story, Roky Sasaki making his Dodger Stadium debut, did not have the command today. He was kind of all over the place. 1.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. And they still won. This is against a Tigers lineup that's pretty banged up. I mean, they didn't have Torres. They don't have Parker Meadows. You have Zach McKinstry leading off. So it was really the command, I think, over anything that that caused this performance. Nothing to go crazy and worry about, but certainly something to take note of. Will his command be there? Will he be, you know, able to throw enough strikes to compete? Obviously, just getting going, but 1.2 innings, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, not the best. Of course, with pitchers, make sure to check out what Nick Pollock is doing. We obviously have the list on Pitcher List that is being updated all the time, especially with these starters. So as they go through what they're doing, they could move up or down. Of course, Hitter List from Scott Chu, as we talk about hitters as well. And of course, Rick Graham is our reliever guy. Let's talk about some relievers today. Mason Miller struck out 3 and got the save. Obviously, nothing surprising there, right? He's got massive stuff and should be a pretty reliable back-end reliever who can get you some strikeouts. That's what 100 with a nasty slider will do. The Padres are the interesting reliever team today. They have Robert Suarez, Jeremiah Estrada, Jason Adam, all guys who you would probably think would be in line to get saves, and they are in line to get saves. I'm very confident. Today, it was Adrian Morejo who got the save through an inning walk, a strikeout, nothing crazy, but not the guy that I thought would be getting save chances. But hey, anything can happen, right? So Morejo getting a save early on in the year. Again, still expect Suarez to get the bulk of those this year. Jeremiah Estrada, if he's as nasty as he was last year, should get some chances. And of course, they also have Jason Adam. So those are the relievers that stood out. Morejo getting the save, Mason Miller getting the save, and it was a fun day of baseball. Right now, we're going to take a quick time out before we look ahead to tomorrow's games to see what is up. Appreciate you joining me here on the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. Appreciate you joining me here today. We've talked about some players who played well yesterday. What about what's happening today? There are a few pitching matchups that are interesting. I mean, we know we have Aaron Nola on the mound today, among some other pretty big names. I'm looking at Max Meyer today. In spring training, it seemed like he made some really good improvements. And you know, he has the big breaking ball. He's always had that since he was drafted. But it seems like there were some extra improvements that might help him to sustain success. I know he came out last year at the beginning and had a ton of success, and then, you know, kind of fell off. He got sent down, and but we'll see what happens this year. I want to see if those spring improvements are real, because Max Meyer has some good potential, especially potential for strikeouts. I think he is on the mound for his season debut. We'll see what happens. See if what we saw in spring training is real or just a mirage. Let's hope it's not just a mirage. And then of all the games, I don't know why I'm going to highlight this one, but this is where we're at. The White Sox and the Angels, Davis Martin versus Jack Kochanowicz. I am super excited to see Davis Martin's kick change. It is absolutely nasty. I don't know what else goes with it. I don't think it's a whole lot. I mean, it's low 90s with his fastball generally. So we'll see what happens there. But he has a really good pitch to get whiffs. He has whiff potential with that kick change. It is such a good pitch that I think he might be a sleeper for some strikeouts. Definitely a guy that you might consider streaming against the Angels lineup tomorrow, because of his ability to maybe get those strikeouts. And of course, Jack Kochanowicz, not a fantasy friendly pitcher. Unless you're in like super deep leagues, I have him on my 30 team league roster, but that's a completely different animal. We'll see if he has more than one pitch. I mean, he was a one pitch guy last year. Basically, I don't think the strikeouts are necessarily going to be there, but I am interested to see where he's at in terms of being able to throw more than one pitch and maybe even get a couple more strikeouts than maybe one every 5 innings or so. I mean, it just didn't show that whiff potential as much last year. And of course, hitters to watch again at this point in the season. It's hard to put together streaks. It's hard to put together, oh, look out for this guy. But I mentioned Dane Myers. If he's going to hit, I think he could be a good guy to look out for, at least to watch and monitor right now if he's coming out hot in the early season. Definitely watching what happens with Jose Ramirez. If you missed the beginning, he slid head first awkwardly and sprained his wrist. So we'll see what happens there, because that's Gabriel Arias, Daniel Schneeman getting at bats, maybe even Juan Brito if there's an IL trip. So certainly watching to see what happens with Jose Ramirez. I mean, that is a huge loss. You hate to see it, but if he needs to miss a few days, then there's going to be somebody getting those at bats. And so the news will be very important tomorrow, as they don't have anything out today. And of course, still just watching those rehabbing players. We saw Spencer Strider, Gunnar Henderson coming back. My teams are sorely waiting on Gunnar Henderson to come back personally, so I have a vested interest in how he's doing. He should, again, get some time in AAA tomorrow as he looks to come back. Once he does, that Orioles infield is going to get even more murkier, to say the least. This was a really good chance for Jackson Holliday to hit, and so far he kind of has been. But then you have Jordan Westberg, you know, you probably have Ramon Urias move out, and you move someone to third base. Westberg goes back to third base, Holliday to second, and Gunnar Henderson to shortstop. But then you also want to get Jorge Mateo time, I'm sure, and then, you know, Samuel Vassallo hit a home run down on the farm today. So eventually you got to think there's going to be a spot for him. If Kobe Mayo breaks out of this funk, you're going to have to find a spot for him. It's just going to be really interesting to see how they navigate through all of this depth that they have in the infield. It's a great problem to have. But as Gunnar Henderson comes back, they're going to have to start thinking about that. And if you roster any of these infields, you're going to have to start thinking about what's going to happen there, because they're not going to not play Gunnar Henderson. So somebody who's getting pretty good at bats now, and again, I'm guessing that's Ramon Urias, but you just never know what their decisions are going to be. Certainly something to keep an eye on, though. With that, I appreciate you joining me here today on the First Pitch Podcast. Just a reminder, make sure to sign up for PL Pro if you have not. You can get in the Discord. It's a very active Discord, talking all the time. I'm in there, usually in the Prospects and Dynasty channel if you have questions there. But they're talking all the time. You can learn a whole lot. I do every single day, it seems like. Also, we have great player pages. Check out Pitcher List for that. Check out all of the great writing that's being done. And of course, as always, I will see you next weekend. Jake Crumpler will take the reins tomorrow. But for that, I appreciate you listening to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.